Welcome to the wormhole, where keeping it real is expected. There are a couple million podcasts you can be tuned into, but you chose to take this journey with us, and for that, we thank you. Without further ado, the wormhole with Tim and Troy.
I'm in.
I'm doing this wrong. I'm trying to get back off here. I don't want to be the host.
You always the host.
No, my phone, like, I want the computer to be the host. I don't want, like, I made my phone the host. Boy, it ain't nothing like pressure situations sitting in front of a computer. I feel like I'm looking at that equation right now. Goodness, like, what? How do I get the fuck off? How am I not the host? Reclaim host. How do you do that? That's my burden. Where is Ricky?
We're back?
Yeah, I'm here.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you had to put a little small spin on it because it couldn't sound, if it sounded exactly the same, them motherfuckers would try to find us to sue the shit out of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. You can do it. Yeah, they do that shit, man. That shit exists.
That thing got enough money.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
I like that.
You fit right in the wormhole. We don't give a fuck. Like Tim always say, if I ain't getting put out, I ain't doing shit. I came to get put out.
I came to get put out. Now you say shit. Fuck you if you can't take a joke.
Well, this is what I'm seeing, guys. You know?
Okay.
I'm seeing people hustling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good people hustling. That's got a plan and... It's hard to get ahead, man. I'm making good money, but I ain't getting ahead. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, explain it to him like he was explaining to me the other day, how the whole money works. You're seeing a lot of money, but you're not seeing it.
Yeah, because I've got, as a truck driver, I'm paying my lease payments, which is, you wouldn't even believe what I'm paying a week. Yeah, I'm paying more a week for this truck and a lease than people are paying for apartments. And, you know, so I'm making good money on paper, but, you know, all my expenses and, you know, stuff. So the fuel, like the diesel is so expensive, you know?
So do you have a home outside of the truck or you just stay over the road?
No, bro. I gave it up, Tim. I gave up like my apartment that I had in Ruston. Come out here and do this. So I run like a month and a half, 2 months. And then all I see is this truck. You know, I could show you my bed I got back here. But this is my home for right now. So I work a lot. Like I tell everybody does, you know. You got to work.
Yeah, you're right about that, bro.
Bro, you like you can bust your ass and still not make it. You're barely like coming out ahead. So I almost feel like to be able to get ahead and get rich, you got to be stepping on somebody, you know. You got to step on somebody, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. Because most of the people with a lot of money, they done fuck somebody.
Yeah, you fucking somebody over. I don't know. Maybe there's a good way to do it. I ain't found it yet.
It ain't no good way to fuck over anybody, man. You just got to make a conscious decision on how you're going to fuck them. Are you going to fuck them, make it fair? Or you just going to be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, my wife and her niece was having a conversation the other day, and she was like, billionaires going to hell because everybody did something to somebody. You do not get rich without making somebody's life miserable. You have to make somebody's life miserable. It's not possible.
Yeah. But is that true? Do you think that's actually true?
I think you have to make some decisions to get that rich. When you become to the point where you're astronomically rich, I think you have to make some decisions that somebody has to miss their kids something to make your money. Like shit, it gets to a point where more and more people have to sacrifice for your greater good. And of course, your greater good becomes their greater good. It becomes everybody's greater good because they all can drive the truck that Ricky's driving, but somebody owns those trucks. And Ricky's life feels like shit right now because it's like you can't get ahead. But somebody's life is going well because you are out there in that truck.
Yeah. Really touches on something that I've thought for a long time. You know, it's like, I think I could, you know, there's ways to get rich and it seems unsavory to me. Unsavory, I guess. So it seems hard because I would, if I had a big company, I would have to like screw some people over, I think, you know, to get that rich.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't no thinking, brother. You know, that's just exactly what you got to do. You're going to have to screw over somebody.
Yeah, it's like corporate America, these big companies, they're killing us. Like my company that I drive for is like, man, they got it figured out, bro. They got me paying for their truck, paying for my own fuel. And, you know.
You get pimped.
Got me thinking that, hey, I'm doing good because, you know, at the end of the year, but like, no, this ain't right. It ain't right.
And you know, the old saying, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you because I'm laughing through your pain. Because when I tell you, I understand, buddy. I understand what it feels like to be financially in a pressure. Oh, that shit hurt. Man, that shit hurt, man.
He said they got me.
Yeah, hey, figure it out.
Like, when he said that shit, I'm like, God damn, what you working for? Mm-hmm. You might want to just say fuck it and walk off.
God damn it, Tim, shut up, because I'm gonna just turn the truck in tomorrow, you know?
Shit.
Ooh, and when you turn the truck in, we'll do a part two.
Yeah, sir.
Call fuck this truck.
Way in my town, ain't seen my friends. So, fuck this truck.
Okay, so let's start on a new topic here. Okay, famous jobs we've quit. We just said fuck it, just walk away. You ever had a job? We're just like fuck this shit. I'm gone.
I never quit a job in my life, man.
Every job I ever had, I pretty much. Pick one.
Oh man, fuck.
Shit, I'm a walking away from job, motherfucker, boy. The more I think good Lord.
Troy said, I ain't scared. I was just like, I'll say, you know, I won't even make a call. It's like, he's like, fuck a 2 weeks notice. I'm out. Y'all ain't listening to me.
We're going
to
move around.
Man, I ain't never quit a job, man. Every job I never had was because I left. You know, I didn't quit, but I had a better opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or that motherfucker just ended in the summer. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Boy, that shit, that's hilarious.
Boy, I remember you talking about ending the summer. Boy, I remember back in the day, summer jobs. Man, summer jobs was a thing, bro.
Yeah.
You had to literally fill out applications. You walked around or if your mama drove you, however you got around, you went to these jobs, you collected these paper applications that your mama say, go in there and get it yourself. And you walk your ass in there and you meet somebody with your little fucking clothes on and you shake somebody's hand and you feel that shit out at home. It took forever to fill out all them fucking applications, but it was so gratified when you got whatever job it was accepted you.
Man, I used to always want to work for Brookshire's. Them motherfuckers never hired me.
Never hired you.
Brookshire's grocery store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, Them motherfuckers never hired me. So I said, fuck it. And went to JTPA. Y'all ever heard of that?
Yeah, I remember JTPA.
JTPA. They give your ass a job. Nigga, I work at the park every summer. Worked at the park. Yep. Mowing grass and shit.
JTPA wasn't shit, but young ass labor finders. You know how niggas got the old ass labor finder jobs? You go wake up and sit up there. If you first one with the job, that's what JTPA was. You sign up for labor finder.
Yeah, it was labor. It was all labor. I'm mowing grass and shit. Goddamn dragging the field for, you know, baseball field, dragging the motherfuckers. Shit, doing everything. Like, I fell in love with the motherfuckers so much when I was out there. Hell, I used to get pissed off the way they walked on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Hey, man. Shit. Fuck
bro, like, I could tell, like, I used to, like, mow grass. And, like, man, it ain't nothing better when you get out there on a good riding lawnmower and you just, like, all this guy is, like, all I got to do today is cut this grass, you know? And
fuck it.
I'll be making patterns in that shit, you know? I'll be like crisscrossing. I'll be trying to do something extra, you know?
Well, Ricky, did between you and me, you said a word that I don't know nothing about. He said riding lawnmower. What the fuck is that? I had a push.
Yeah, I'm still pushing. At my growing up ass age, I'm still pushing my lawnmower. I do have a self-propeller these days, though.
Shit, man, I'm out that bitch shit. If it ain't for my calf muscles, this shit ain't getting done.
Oh, well, I mowed with like a push mower, you know, and then I graduated to a self-propelled mower, you know. And so, man, when I got onto a snapper, boy, I thought I didn't reach the top here. It's like that snapper, you know. Now they got the zero radius turn mowers, you know.
Yep. You know what, man? I literally, my whole entire life, I used to help one of my homeboys' dads had a lawn service back in the days. But I would always be the one riding it, stand up, big ass, stand up on the back of it. I've never sat in a seat and mowed a yard in my entire life. On a riding mower, per se.
Man,
that is crazy.
I did once one summer. I called myself being an entrepreneur and started my own lawn service. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, we try. Shit, I had all of 1 yard, goddammit.
That was 1 yard. That was your goddamn yard.
It was my fucking yard. Yard. That motherfucker was cool because he knew my grandma. I used to use his mow.
Oh, no. You wasn't worth a damn. Was you even doing a good job?
Man, I used to push him. He said, man, why you out there in that sun? Yeah, get on that riding mow. Man, that was a goddamn go-kart. Man, I had a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would fuck up on purpose just so he make me get back on it.
Wow, you boy. Let me ask you this. Did you have to get on that weed eater?
The weed eater always light. It was something about that weed eater. It was so close to a chainsaw. I like that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bro, I love to run a chainsaw. I don't know what it is, man. There's something about it.
Yeah, it's something, but I never messed with a chainsaw because I was like, I'll be the one person where that motherfucking chain pop off. I'll be that one dude, you know, this black guy looted and lost the arm. So what happened? Shit, a chainsaw. What happened? Like, what the fuck? A chainsaw?
You ain't trying
to be that sad story, huh?
No,
man, life is hard enough, dog. If I lose an arm, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep on going, dog. I'm going to let y'all know now. If I lose a fucking arm or a leg or some dumb shit like that, or my fucking half of my face, man, I'm going to get on out of here, bro. I'm not going to be able to live like that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
it's hard enough with all my shit.
Hey, you can function, man. You got to spend a lot of money to get some pussy, though. But yeah, you function.
Get the fuck out of here. Disability don't pay for all that shit, man. Don't be around this bitch, man. It's gonna be I'm having fixing and shit.
Get
fuck
your
that.
Ass in that truck with Rick and get that lot lizard shit going.
Fuck that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't nothing against people, because I think people with one or however many limbs missing are courageous, but I don't know, bro. That'll be hard for me to bite down on right there.
I got you. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I wouldn't either. So when I had to chop down trees, we used to use axes. And I used to like that too. That was fun too. Now, one thing about chopping up axes, you talking about the first time you do it, your back be hurting like a motherfucker. Next day, the chopping wood, that shit rough.
I love chopping wood. Chopping wood is therapeutic to me with an axe.
Bro, I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Me and you didn't chop wood before, Ricky. Yeah, we didn't chop wood. We had plenty of bonfires and chop wood and shit.
Yeah. I chopped down this huge fucking oak tree. No, it was a pecan that was on the river in Jonesville with a fucking machete. We chopped half the shit down with a machete, me and my little brother. And my parents decided that we were into chopping wood. They bought us some hatchets, not even an axe, just like a hatchet. So we chopped this big tree. It took us like 2 weeks to get this thing down. And we was all, bro, it was like, Tim, I was like so like scared. My dad, we were on Little River, and his occupation was to manage this petroleum storage facility. So the barges would come in off Little River and dock up and pump this gasoline into these huge tanks. And like these trucks would come, like I'm doing right now, the tanker truck would take it to the convenience stores. So we chopped down this tree that was on the riverbank, and it fell down in the river. It was a big ass tree. And all I could think was like, okay, I'm about to get a whooping, because like, you know, I didn't chop down this tree, and you know, these barges are coming in. So
Rick, I got a few questions.
Okay. All right. Hit me.
So how big was this tree?
It was probably about 50, 60 foot. You couldn't reach around it for sure. It'd take probably three people to reach around it.
Three full people to reach around it and grab
Okay, go ahead.
So, and you used, how old were you?
I was probably about 13 or 14.
And you chopped it down with a machete.
Well, we got halfway through with the machete before we got hatchets for Christmas.
He said they got hatchets for Christmas. What kind of...
So... Okay.
This is some white people shit here, I guess.
But I'm more interested in knowing how the fuck you got halfway through a tree that just takes three people to put their arms around. I'm gonna give you three 13-year-olds. At 13, I was almost my height now at 13, a little bit shorter. So we talking about halfway through a whole tree. And I'm going to give you the fact that it might have even been waterlogged for being by the lake, by the bank. But halfway through with a machete, I'm going to call bullshit on that one, Rick.
Okay, well, you can't, Troy. I understand.
Can you understand why I'm calling bullshit? Do you think you right now as a grown up, will you say I can chop halfway through a tree that big with a machete? Maybe it's possible. Yes. Yeah, let me rethink it.
Oh, man.
Well, you have to sharpen your machete. You have to get it down.
Troy, that's my problem with it. The machete is not going to last that long to get that far through a tree.
Troy, he got the machete for Christmas.
He got the hatchets for Christmas. He got the hatchets for Christmas. The machete got him halfway through.
So to clarify, I said it would take three people to reach around.
Not four.
So not three. Three people.
That's a pretty big tree though, still, Ricky.
Yeah, it's a big tree. So it's a big tree.
Oh God,
man. I'm gonna give you the possible. I'm gonna give you because I know you. I'm gonna give you that it's possible. I'm gonna vote it possible.
You're gonna like okay. You're not gonna call. You're not gonna check Snope on me.
No, I'm a thumbs up that shit.
You go thumbs up that shit. You're just gonna roll
with it. I'm a thumbs up that shit. Fuck it.
Oh man.
And whenever you tell your story to somebody, you get fucking famous, and they're gonna be like, man, I know somebody like that. Hit me up. I'm just gonna be like, hell yeah, he did.
June 5th, 2022.
You heard it here first.
Oh man. Boy, that is hilarious.
See, back in my day, I ain't trying to tell you how old I am, but there wasn't no such thing as four-wheeler. You had a three-wheeler.
Hey, yeah, I remember three-wheelers.
Yeah, I remember three-wheelers.
Yeah, that was some dangerous shit. You going around a curve on that, you know, and yeah, you could, there's a, like, people, like, parents were different back then. They gave me a pellet rifle, and I was out, like, shooting shit, and just like, you know, but I was living out in the country, so, I mean, you know, it was just wide open. It's like, hey, don't shoot yourself with it, you know?
I don't know if they trusted us or if they were just like, man, y'all go the fuck on outside because we just really got sent outside. Just go ahead and go outside and don't come back in 2 hours later. They didn't watch us. They just sent us fucking outside.
But you know, Troy, I think that's the difference between parents. And I don't know really what the better thing is because parents will, I think the equivalent of that today is for parents to put their kids, go fuck around on your tablet, you know, and there's so many dangerous things on the internet for kids to, I don't know, just to look at, you know, and there's just, I don't know. So yeah, it may seem weird for like people to send you out with a gun or, you know, a pellet rifle or a hatchet or a machete, you know, some parents could like these days are gonna be like, what the fuck? That's like child abuse, you know. It's like, you know, you're neglecting your kids. I was having the best time of my life. I was doing exactly what I wanted to do, you know.
Yeah, that's what's so great. Man, well, I tell you what, you gave me laughs tonight, man. Goddamn. What time is it there, man?
8 o'clock, straight on the dot.
And the sun up like that?
Yeah, just like this, bro.
Yeah, man, way out there. It's not dark as long as it is here, man. It's like the sun's almost always up for like a long time.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna reverse this camera so you can see what I'm looking at here. I mean, I know I'm good looking, but like y'all probably tired of looking at that shit.
Hey, okay, yeah, man, yeah. That's where the buffalo roam.
Yeah, you look, you're in the middle of nowhere, buddy.
And like, they used to call it BFE. Shit, bumfuck Egypt. What the fuck is that?
Bumfuck Egypt.
Yeah, what's up, man? Well, at least you get to leave tomorrow.
At least you get to leave tomorrow. I ain't trying to leave, man. I like this place.
Oh hell. Yeah, oh hell. Yeah, shit. Goddamn, man. Yo, lady don't never come with you?
My girl, she's a tattoo artist, so she lives in Nashville. Man, I'm kind of getting tired of this truck, though. I don't know how long this is going to last. It's been good for a minute. It's been a good ride, but, you know.
Okay.
As my old friend in the car business said, it's a good job. You just got to furnish your own money, you know?
Yeah. That makes so much sense. It's a damn good job, but you got to furnish your own money. And you ain't really making money because somebody always using you to make money.
Right. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Shit, man. Well, yeah, this shit been good. Yeah, it's good to hear your point of view, man.
Yeah, it is.
Shit, I can tell you've been out there a long time because that goddamn mustache screamed for help.
Hey, but it's, I wish the viewers could actually see it. I didn't want to.
I know, I wish they could see it too. That mustache is something serious.
Man, that motherfucker is. How many inches across would you say that mustache was, Rick?
I think I got a wingspan about 4 or 5 inches.
Yes, that's pretty fucking wide.
Man, I'd have been sneezing all night.
Fucking slapping my face, taking some crawling on me.
Mm-hmm. You know, us as black folk, we don't like shit on us.
We don't like shit on us. Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Clarify.
Nothing.
Quantify.
Shit. Nothing crawling.
Nothing crawling. That's it. That's pretty much wraps everything up. Nothing crawling.
I don't crawling. Give a fuck. What the fuck? We can sleep in a piece of shit building just long as don't crawl on.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing crawling on me because shit. I done been in some places, goddamn it, you chilling. One of them brown boys come hauling ass across your head. You just can't take it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
You can't take it. This goddamn roach.
You can't just take it. You can't
take it. They said, fuck it. They just haul ass across your body. Like,
he
nigga.
Say one.
One of them brown boys.
He just said, fuck it. Hey, man. That nigga was going for the goalpost. He said, I'm trying to get to that cushion. This motherfucker in my way. I'm hauling ass across there. Watch me. Hey, man, I done seen bigger John Slade by a goddamn half an inch roach. I done seen the motherfucking shit act like a bitch behind a half inch roach.
Boy. I'm talking about feel like you're doing a Margarita on your goddamn
man,
self.
Doing a Margarita and the Y2C and all that shit. I'm talking about, I seen the motherfucker getting busy behind a motherfucking rug getting on him. Yeah. God damn. That shit, yeah, man. We'll play that shit. I don't want nothing crawling on me. Like, shit, I know we ain't got no money, but shit, just keep the bugs down.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had. Hell, I skip a bologna sandwich just to keep the bugs off.
Keep the bugs off it.
That's it. Don't you put your goddamn hands on me. Huh. Yes.
So what you're saying, you ain't paying part of the rent, you can't be here.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you can't stop them. You can't fucking stop them. All you can do is hope that they respect you. Y'all have a time where y'all have a schedule. When y'all got company, don't come out when I got company. That's the only rule, really.
Hey, man, you remember that movie called Joe's Apartment?
Yeah, yeah.
Joe had an understanding with them roaches. They wouldn't come out if the bitch was over there. They wouldn't come out. But goddamn, when it's just them and Joe, shit, them motherfuckers in there in the goddamn toilet like it's a pool. And they swimming to get help. Yeah. Like, shit, they were there kicking and drinking margaritas and shit. Fuck it. Man, hell no. I don't want no roach, because see, roaches are cocky. They some cocky motherfuckers. I done seen one really clearly waved at me when he hauled ass across the floor. Yeah. You motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
And then the motherfucker sit there and say, come catch me.
Mm-hmm. But see, I think they be sitting on the other side of you. And just kind of mapping out like, I'm finna go. I'm finna fucking go. And they just fucking take off across you, bro.
Man, I can't stand that shit right there. Cause them goddamn roaches are son of bitches.
Bro, like I don't like to see a roach. I hate to see a roach. I like, unless I've been smoking and I got the roach, and I can save them bitches up for later, you know.
When, I got you.
I save those bitches up for hard times, you know. But
Yeah.
Hey, man, you and your friends for real.
But yeah. I lived in this apartment one time, and the fucking roaches were so big, bro. They had got so bold. They were having Amazon Prime shit. They were ordering shit, showing up to my door.
Oh my God.
I was like, you guys got to bounce. I can't do this.
You know, y'all got to bounce. So, you know, Ricky.
You got to bounce, yeah.
Hold on, Ricky. You know you're at home and you shoot the ball in the trash, like you shoot a wall, you balls of paper, you shoot it and you make it. You know what you're never supposed to do again?
What's that?
You never call somebody in the room and say, hey, watch this, and shoot again, because you never make it the second time.
You never make
the second shot.
Never.
You never make the second shot?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
No. You got to leave on a high note, bro.
Yeah, but you know what? You won the teddy bear at the fair. You came back one more time, and that man convinced you to throw it one more time. And you never do it twice.
Never do it twice.
Nope.
Bro, you just leave him with the legend. You just leave him with the legend. You know?
You have to leave the legend.
Yeah, you have to leave him, you know?
Yeah.
You have to leave him like wondering, hey, can he do it again?
Yep, that's what you do. You walk off. Because you got the whole Jesus look. So if you walk off with that shit floating in the fucking air and, you know, did some, delivered an awesome ass joke, but if you turn around and come back and you throw the Amazon Prime roast joke out there.
Oh, come on, shit, man. No.
They going to say he was 50-50, and a 50-50 jokester is like just a regular guy.
Yeah,
you put me on blast. You put me on blast here.
Yeah, because that Amazon Prime didn't make it.
It ain't gonna make the cut.
No, no, sir.
No, man. Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you something. Now, that first one, yeah, but I feel what you were saying because you were like, shit, that was my best one. He's like, shit, I'm going ahead and get out of here. You know, shit, with that Amazon Prime one. Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit, Tim. All right. You're going to do me like that.
Man, but that was good, though. Hey, man, I like your inspiration. I like the way you keep trying, you know?
Shit. I like your courage, yeah. You went for it.
You remind me. Hey, you remember Mike Tyson punch out?
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Glass Joe.
I didn't see Glass Joe. That motherfucker going to get back up.
He's going to get back up. Like, he done had a fucking great time.
Hell yeah. Glass Joe. Yeah. We going to call him Ricky. That's what's up. I like that shit. Man, these motherfuckers, man. This guy, man, let me turn away from this shit, man.
Please, dude. I know you watching that game. I ain't seen it either.
Man, this shit is just disgusting, man. You watch basketball, Rick?
I don't.
Well, I don't either.
You ain't missing shit.
Yeah. I'm not so much a spectator. I like to play sports, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you like Broadway, you'll like the NBA. If you like Broadway.
Right now, yeah. But then I'm like that with baseball. I can't watch a baseball game, but I play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do both with baseball, play and watch. Now, I play, it's much more interest, of course, when I'm playing. But yeah, watching is pretty cool.
Man, I watched them softball games and that baseball game, you know, this past weekend. But shit, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all saying shit that I'm laughing at, you know, made it funny, you know. But other than that, ain't no way. That shit don't get no play in this ride.
Don't get no play in this ride.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But I guess
so Troy, who's a Cowboy fan?
Me.
Oh, God, you gotta know who it is.
What's the problem?
Both of you?
No, fuck no. Don't ever put me in that class of people.
Mm-mm. So you said you love who?
I love the Saints.
Okay, cool.
I always have loved the Saints. And, you know, I grew up watching my grandpa just cuss at the TV because the Saints were doing good or they're doing bad. So that's something. I like to watch sports a little bit, but I like to play, you know?
Yeah. Just for the record, I'm a Chiefs fan. I don't do the Cowboy thing. You know, that's what me and Tim draw the line at. That's what we, he got shit at his house and shit. I go over there and he got shit on the couch. I move that shit. I can't sit on that shit, man. True story, though. I had to, some family members came down and the inside of their car had Cowboy shit all over it. The fucking seat hit the headrest, the floor mats, the steering wheel cover, the fucking, I think the dashboard was even Cowboys. I don't even know how they got that done, but it was all over the place. And I had to drive and it felt that was the most torturous shit I think, man. I had to drive to Shreveport and back. That's an hour 45 minutes there and an hour 45 minutes back sitting on all that Cowboy shit.
Man, I don't be feeling like that with people. Now, I only feel like that about the Saints. I can't stand them.
You can imagine how this Cowboys, it ain't you. I don't know what it is. It was before I met you. The whole Cowboys family, they just turn you off, you know?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. And this is what people say, why they don't like the Cowboys. Cowboy fans are always certain kind of people. I'm not going to lie. They are a certain kind of people. They are fucking like, But you know what? I ain't never seen a Cowboy fan that was an asshole.
You know why? Because you know it's blind.
Gotcha.
You know it's blind.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been smelling my own shit so long. I've been smelling
y'all. You don't know, because when you get around them, y'all talk the same language.
We pretty much do.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got your own language.
Because I see myself in every Cowboy fan I meet. I mean,
every
single one. I'm talking about from the rich to the poor. Mm-hmm. I say, the motherfuckers that just like me. Cool, calm, and collect.
No, that's the opposite. That's the opposite. Of when you meet a Cowboys fan, they start talking about that shit. That's the opposite of what they are.
Well, hey, man, y'all be starting that shit, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all be starting that shit.
I do. I pick the Cowboys fans when I see it in the public.
And you know what? That's the only way a stranger can really get me to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Let me have on some paraphernalia. And they go like, oh, so you think y'all really going to make it this year? I'm like, hey, man, look here. You know what I'm saying? Now you fucking with me.
Yeah, now you fucking with me personally.
Now you fucking with me. You could have said good morning, good evening, good night. Now you fucking with me.
Yeah.
So first thing I'm out my, who is your fucking team?
Yeah.
Huh? And you better make sense. Don't say the worst answer you can give a motherfucker is, well, you know, I don't like teams. I just like players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You a bitch.
Nah, that means your team is in the shitter right now.
Man, choose a side, goddammit. Choose a side.
Yep.
I don't like all that shit.
We got 4 minutes and 30 seconds, guys. What we got?
Shit, you call it.
Oh, yeah, Rick. You the star tonight.
I hate to start.
You got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to redeem yourself. Come on with
to
me.
To redeem myself.
Give us a good one going out. The best one. Think about it. You got a few seconds. Give us the best shit you got going out. We want the best shit Ricky got.
The best shit I got going out.
Knock us fucking dead. Now you're on the spot. Because now you ain't. You know how those teams come from nowhere and they make the playoffs and then they, and the next year they got to prove themselves because they done went, you know, from sugar to, from shit to sugar. Or from
they
sugar
were Cinderella to stories.
Yeah, Cinderella stories. Now you're on the spot. Now people are expecting you to come, Ricky. Now the stage is lit up. It's all on you now.
Bitches throwing panties on the stage.
Ricky.
Well, all I got is this big bicep here. I don't know.
Hey,
Rick, check this out, man. You good, dog. Hey, Troy, when you edit this shit, put that first one at the end.
Put it at the end. That's how you know.
I'm
going to clean your setup for you, Ricky.
Yeah, you're going to clean your setup for you, man.
Yeah, hey, that's all I'm asking. Clean me up. Clean me up. Make me look good.
Yeah. Hey, man,
We fucking with you on this phone call, but you know, I don't leave nobody looking stupid. We gonna clean. I'm gonna clean you up. I'm gonna shave you and make the shit look real.
Now that I got y'all on, I kind of want to bounce something off you guys.
Yes, sir.
Go. Let's go.
I've always thought that I've been pretty good with the ladies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is good.
But since I've been up here, like, you know, in Montana, well, actually, I was in Utah. So went to this bar. I love the sheep pole. So went out to sheep pole.
Yes, sir.
And, went up to the bar, ordered a drink, ordered some beer, and this girl sat down beside me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's chatting me up, and like we're just like really talking, you know, just we're really vibing. I could tell we're vibing, right?
All right.
Yeah. So she starts buying me drinks.
Oh shit!
So I'm like, I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm taking you home, you know. It's a done deal.
Yeah, so, it's over.
We go shoot a couple games of pool, and I'm like, okay. So it gets like closing time, and I was like, okay, I got to make my move here.
Okay, yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
So I look over, I said, she did. She had the most beautiful hair. I was like, hey, can I touch your hair?
that's on my kind of shit, Ricky.
Hell, no way.
Right. No. No. And she like, she blushed, but I could tell she was like, yeah, you can. Okay, guys, tell me if I did something wrong here. I don't understand. When I reached out and touched her mustache, she went off like a rocket.
Hey, man, that's a good one right away. He said, when I touched her mustache.
Oh,
boy, I love it. Boy, you can't beat it with a bat.
Boy, you walked that motherfucker down, boy. That
yes,
was,
you did.
You didn't even introduce it as a fucking joke. It was so awesome. Okay.
Man, that was good, Rick.
That was good.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to steal that one. I don't drive trucks, but I'll make it my own.
Yeah, you make it your own. That's a Ricky original, so you can like.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Now, hey, I'm always make sure you get credit. Don't get me wrong.
I didn't recycle that shit. Please do. Please do. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got a reputation to uphold, you know, so.
The way you walked into that shit was fucking cold-blooded. I ain't know. I thought we were talking about a real situation.
Man, I was too. Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to get my shit together. Like, okay, let me give this man some good sound advice. You know what I'm saying? I done put the wine down. I said, I got to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That motherfucker said that shit, boy. I said, boy, hey, it's like somebody that took your wallet, but it was one of your partners. He gave it back to you. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Somebody took your wallet, but it's your partner gave it back to you. I can't wait till I get to Louisiana. Like, I want to hit that blunt, you know?
Yeah.
Man, you get to Louisiana, Troy, he come around and he tell you he around, please let me know.
Yeah, we gonna hook up.
Fuck yeah, man. That shit gonna be epic.
So when you think you might be this way?
Man, it's gonna be a minute. It's gonna be a hot minute. I think the next thing I'm gonna do is move to Nashville. So y'all gonna have to see me in Nashville.
Hey, man, that we call technology. We can do this shit at any time you get ready, bro.
Anytime.
Yeah.
You let Troy know. Troy let me know. I'll be right here.
Well, I'm glad glad y'all had me on. It was definitely, I feel humbled. I love y'all's show. And, you know, everybody's got a podcast going on these days, but, you know, y'all shit just like, I love it. You know, I really do.
We glad to have you, man. You got it again. Come anytime, bro. You know, come on the show anytime.
Yeah. Well,
anytime we about to do one, Troy, let you know, man, you more than welcome to be third mic, man.
Anytime.
I ain't got a problem with it.
I'll be third or fourth. You know, it don't matter to me.
Hey, man, but I want to get you on when you fucked up. I want to see what you really think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, Ricky, look, man, you know, truck driving ain't for everybody. You know, we're going to be on a little minute now. So my brother drives trucks and he love it. But for you, though, for you and you only, we're going to start a hashtag for you. Hashtag get Ricky the fuck out of that truck.
Get Ricky the fuck out of that truck. Bro, I'm trying to get to Nashville and get a real job. You know? Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
June 5th, 2022. Yeah.
Well, I'm more than just a pretty face.
Oh, my God.
I think we got what we need, man.
Bet.
All right.
Hey, man. Rick, drive careful, man. Take care of yourself.
All right. Y'all be good, man.
All right, bro.
If you can't be good, be careful.
Bet that up.
That concludes this episode of The Wormhole. Join us next time to see what shit goes in the hole and comes out the other side gold.